This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Many people have heard of Harry Houdini. He lived over 50 years ago, very famous for his ability, very clever man to free himself from handcuffs, ropes and chains and all sorts of weird straight jackets and trunks that were locked. You name it, just about anything else he could get out of. And he often issued challenges for people to confine him, and he dared them, but he always found a way of getting free. Well, the story goes that one day a prison official challenged him to get out of a particular prison cell. Houdini said, "Yeah, okay, I'll accept the challenge." He was blindfolded, put in a cell, the cell door was closed, and Houdini was then told to remove the blindfold and then to try and escape from the cell. So immediately he began this work on the lock. He fiddled with it, jiggled it, turned it this way and that, and no matter what he did, he couldn't really unlock it. And so after 2 hours, great frustrating hours, the great man, Houdini, gave up. He just couldn't get out. And at that point, the prison official walked to the door of the cell and pulled it open. Now, amazingly enough, the truth is the door had never been locked. That's an interesting story, isn't it? The point is this. If Houdini had known that truth, he would have easily escaped the prison cell. Do you know that the Bible is the source book of Christianity? We talk about the Bible. Many people have a great love and regard for the Bible. Millions of people read the Bible. It has actually stood the test of time for more than 2,000 years because it's the inspired Word of God. And if you know the Bible, you know it has 66 books. It was written over a period of more than 1,600 years, and it has the one theme that hangs together from beginning to end. Really, what it is God's message to the human race, and it tells us that God created the world, and it also tells us that He is a God of infinite and compassionate love. You might wonder, why is our world the way it is? Well, here again, the Bible says it explains why our world's in a mess, and it tells us God's solutions for the world's problems. So if you want to get wise, you can read the Bible, and it'll actually help you to understand who God is, why He created the world. And then things, it's like a jigsaw, the pieces start coming together. We understand, we can know who we are, where we fit into the big scheme of things. And we can even answer that big question, what's the purpose of my existence? And I'm looking at this wonderful verse from John 8, verse 32. It's a well-known verse that you might have learned years ago, but it says this, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." See, for Harry Houdini, he didn't know the truth, that he could push that door and he'd just walk out. Jesus promised that if we read the Bible, we will know the truth. And I think many people are looking for truth. And if we know the truth, it'll set us free. Now, of course, if you want to read the Bible, it takes time, it takes discipline. And I reckon that in 15 minutes a day, if you did that every day, you could read the Bible in 12 months. So this is about disciplining yourself to find the time to do that. And don't just read the Bible or open the Bible at random. There are many excellent Bible reading plans around today. You can find them anywhere. Go to a Christian bookstore or a church, look on the internet. And you can read in different places. You might start, for example, Genesis, then Job, then go to Matthew. And they're around about the same length, and you'll finish reading them about the same time. So if you read a chapter a day from each section, and perhaps on Sunday, if you've got time, you could read 2 chapters, you'll actually be able to read the Bible in 1 year. So there's a challenge for you. Think of one word or phrase or a verse that you might read in the Bible. Think about it. And that'll help you understand how life actually relates to the Bible. And do you know that the more you apply the truth of the Bible, the freer you will feel? So there are God's promises. There are some wonderful things that happen as you read the Bible. And as it says, you will know the truth. The truth is in God's word, and the truth will set you free indeed. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you that we belong to one big family. There are wonderful people, Lord, that we know who we see the Christian faith exemplified. Thank you that you've lifted our burdens and you've given us freedom and truth. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.